undecided about it, you still would like to go to the committee to come back to the board for representation.
I like the idea, because when you run out of retrofits, and not everybody wants to be retrofitted. That's the thing too, the federal public is really enthusiastic about the retrofit. And you need supplemental water, so this will enhance our supplemental water.
That's because there's also possibility with the annexation that we have to the school district. You may not be too interested in that area already. That's the mechanism for
the school.
This is work right in with the water committee. So, you know, the study on the water, so on the water committee, so that we work in conjunction. The supplemental water, hopefully, is going to be the place to reserve.
Thank you.
Lot One, which is the old Lot One. Yes, yes, that's the one right there.
So 18 lots?
18 lots instead of 16. So evidently, it's a typo on that. So if there's any other questions, I'd be glad to answer them. And I have done all my retrofits on my annexation, and it was quite an extent. No setting of weight. It's all about the bounds of my property, and this will just be the final phase that I have here. So I appreciate the letter on
that. Are you through? Is this for you to hire?
This is it on this track, where it's just Hazel, annexation 15 and annexation 17. That holds a couple other tracks that I have there, but I'm just not up to the point of
It's already annexed.
Yeah, it's already annexed. It's all in the district. I've already done a retrofit on all this too. So anyway, got an end goal situation. Thank you.
I just have one question on this project, and in relation to the toilet retrofits, I was curious whether the toilet retrofits were based on the 8 units times 8 homes, or was it based on the 18 homes? That's the new number times 8.
Basically, the agreement that we have for annexation includes retrofitting the number of units in the total. So, of the annexation, I think number 15 and 17 is approximately 100 homes, 50 homes, that annexation based on the 60 homes. So, appropriate place to get that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Director O'Donnell?
Yes.
Director Manuelson?
Yes.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Director Blair?
Yes.
Okay, other business. E1, board meeting time. Consider to revise the board meeting time presently to 1 a.m. Public comment?
Some of the work on the script, so, you know, after the possible change in time, so we'll put this matter on the screen.
Has there been any comments
on the new law? We've got some comments on the new law. Like the game, time to test it, search the evil.
No,
some people mentioned the next day had a very traditional time to have a search in the midday.
If you're looking for, it could be a board policy center up for discussion. If you want to leave the way it is or change it, it's up to the
board. I would recommend that you change it to 10 o'clock. It's going to save a lot of functions. I'm sure everybody will agree. If anybody wants to support that, fine.
I would have some trouble. I routinely increase one of them. I've got a 12-plus meeting in the same area. How about this list? I got a slow call. And I go up there to make sure that we get in our room. And they start at 9. Hard to get here, you know, by the time all the comments and just their business, if we can make it even split it for 10:30, then I can get here for 10:30. But 10 is kind of hard to go to San Luis and come back. But we really need to have somebody go up there and make sure we're spending our road money where our road money needs to be spent.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yes, we'll hear our please.
So, okay. 10:30, okay.
I make the motion that we do 10:30.
Okay.
We can't get 10.
Okay.
Passage is my resolution would be that President number 736 is serving the time after 10:30.
Okay.
Or 10:30.
Do we need a roll call? Is there a roll call? Roll call.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Director Manuelson?
Yes.
Director Wynn?
Yes.
Director Obama?
Yes.
Director Webb?
Yes.
If I may comment, Mr. Chairman, briefly, I just continue to run into people in the community who feel that these meetings should be done in the evening. But they're not people who come to our meetings when we actually have them in the evening. So it seems to me it's more of a perception issue than a real issue. And I'm sort of supposed to be in my meeting, so I think we will continue to get a little bit of feedback from time to time that you're not accessible to work with people.
But when we changed the time, we did discuss the possibility of having meetings in point to have some discussions to allow more of us to attend. So if we feel there's something coming up that
I actually think that lots of things that we discussed have people in the first year and should excite people more than what happens. But as you know, people don't come to us after the meeting.
But in the evening meetings, there's public right there. John. Unless it's something that it's like Alex says, it excites people, and then it's, but usually John's the only one who comes.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this sort of thing we're going to propose that we maybe can't have that in the evening because it's going to be, we've passed the resolution this time.
Okay.
Do we have a roll call?
So, M1
consent agenda, minutes, and the warrants. And the final completion, anybody like to make a comment on any of those or anything you see on the warrants that you hope to agree with?
And resolution number 737 is an order to be okay to the government. Please call the roll.
We have the government spray the chemicals that we're going to use.
Oh, okay.
I've got a curiosity. Are those trees are lost in the area? No, I didn't do
Lee does periodically. I think irrigation has to drop off if they're almost approved.
But if there are trees that way, I think it's a good idea that you ensure that they do well.
Right, yeah, maybe you should have somebody every once in a while do something to make sure they stay for you, so you can have a nice buffer.
I move that we place the discussion of the storage issue on the advertising for the public to know.
Worth it, maybe, the test. So I have to turn my mind. There seems to be two issues. As I'm listening to the board, and I don't pretend to bring up the board. One issue is do we put it on the agenda? The other issue is we put it on the agenda to discuss whether or not we want to hold a meeting, advertised meeting to discuss the SOAR initiative, or do we just want to go right to that meeting? That's what I hear the board discussing.
My understanding is just put it on the meeting for discussion of whether we're going to have a future public meeting.
My intent is to give you the public hearing because we have some general discussion just as to what extent is within the proper sphere of interest for us as a
board. Okay, so this would not be the evening meeting.
No,
this
no, no.
Got it. It's just
discussion. Okay. So we don't need a vote on that right now?
Right. Under our bylaws, it can happen two ways. Either a director can be any director can be allowed to place on the agenda, or you can do it by motion.
So,
out, he's going to send to my office, and I'll send it out here so that they can be able to
road. And unless somebody goes up there, we need some more people to go there and see where all this road money is going, because we just spent all this money on this train. We just got an extra train. And we went to a meeting Sunday, and at the meeting Sunday, they said, because of the money that's spent on the train, San Luis Obispo County will not get $53 million for road money. That somehow $53 million would have went for road money in San Luis Obispo County. Conservative by this money that the government spent on this train. And this train is taking people right through this county that don't live in this county. And people live in this county. Our roads look like something out of the third world. The freeway in San Diego County is in worse shape than that any other state in the world. People stand apart from the freeway. This freeway is terrible. And they're spending $53 million. And we've got to go to these meetings and find out what they're doing online. So if anybody wants to go, we'll go. Okay. All right, and with that,
I have one thing about the chamber meeting. The fact that we have talked about increased wine production and increased buildings we're going to do, and concerns they have about the access from Highway 101 going in there. But I only have one question, and it takes 1.5 acre feet of water over a period of years. I don't know, that's just a growing process. I forgot to ask what it takes to process the water itself. So that's just a revision.
That's an issue.
This is a job.
What was the ratio?
About 1.5 acre feet of water for 1 acre of growth.
Maybe it's like 2 or 3, so maybe it's like 7 acres.
So that's just,
and how many for a house?
Right.
A half is there, for one house?
About 1/4 there, I think, about 20 feet, about 10. So I was going to give you one county office, you know, before you go out to keep that up.
A lot of these people are really concerned about growth. You know, growth is going to use a lot of water, but when you see all the acres of grapes growing, you wonder where all this water is coming.
One way or another, it's going back into your system. The irrigate goes down,
Was that a net number or an applied number? In other words, did they put 1.1 acre feet on the soil, or did it actually consume 1.1 acre feet? Because part of that goes back into the water.
Yeah, I think you just thought as to what the waterway is going to be.
Got it, Jack.
Show me your face.